It's been a while. Welcome to the PNL podcast, where we speak about anything under the sun. My name is Elle, and my co-host is Mr.
Pierre. Hello.
How are you?
Very well, Elle. How are you? It has been a while indeed.
I know, and there's a dog. We're in the park, actually, and just enjoying the sun. And then
so beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. And there are people everywhere, and also dogs, which is amazing.
Yes.
Look at this dog.
It's a beautiful park with it's a dog-friendly park. Dog-friendly park, and we just had some food before, and the reason is that we will speak to you about QT. So quality time, or maybe I should say quality moments.
I agree.
And enjoying where you are, like where we are at the moment. So we are in a beautiful, lovely, small park nearby a bay. So this is why you may hear some waves, like the sound of the sea, because we are so close from the bay, like just a few meters away. And we believe quality time, it's a really important topic. Like, a lot of times we are maybe, you know, we are living the rat race and we forget about having quality moments.
Yeah, indeed, that's true. It's, I think the concept we saw in a reputable source, aka Wikipedia. It speaks about like how quality time is one of the five love languages that we give to our family, our partners, and our friends, in which we have their full attention, or we give them their full attention. It's undivided, and then we just spend time just doing things together, and you know, just doing things that we both enjoy, and so that moment becomes the quality time.
Exactly, yeah, that's absolutely right. But now you need to do them. I mean, you need to have them in your days.
Yes, you need to plan them as well, because nowadays it's like the world is busy. Everybody is busy. Everybody has goals, everybody has things to do, and then we forget to incorporate quality time with the people that we care the most. And so maybe this is one of your great reminders that yes, call your mom, call your dad, call your sister, call your best friend, tell them that you love them, and hey, maybe we could grab a coffee this Sunday, you know, like us, it's Sunday. We have a coffee here in the
this is what we just did,
quality time, you know. And it's so important to just stay connected with the people that we love and care the most. So here is like a burning question in my head, actually. With quality time, do you think it should be like frequent, or do you think it's like you spend maybe twice a year with somebody that you care about, like your mom or dad or your family, like reunions, let's say, are we supposed to have like every yearly reunions, or are we supposed to have like every 10 years reunion? Although I think that reunions is like would be redundant if we do it every year, but just saying about like you live somewhere away from your family, and then do you think it's better to spend twice a year with them, or just in small frequent doses, like every 2 weeks or every month? What do you think about that?
Well, I believe quality time is not too much about the frequency. You can always have high quality moments no matter how often you repeat them. You know, some people might think, oh, if we see my family, for instance, my parents, once every year, the quality of the time spending with them will be better rather than if I live with them all the time. Well, true and not true. If you live with them all the time, you will have probably less, like the time spending with them will be more like every day, you know, like every day things you do in a day. So
like
it won't be only, exactly, it won't be only special things. It will also be like just the daily rituals. Normal daily things. And maybe because everybody will be busy since it's all the time, you will also do your own things. And so you will not only spend time with them non-stop, because it's not possible since you always live with them. And because you are always with them, you don't think, oh, like in a week I have a plan, I'm leaving, so I need to spend as much as I can now. No, because it's like unlimited for you. You think, oh yeah, the time with them doesn't end because I'm with them now.
Yeah.
So I don't really prioritize the quality of the time. So this is why usually when you see someone not very often, then you want to only do the things you couldn't do before. But you can always have amazing time all the time. It really depends.
It does.
I believe, like, for us, so for Elle and for myself, we both live far away from our family. So we can speak about our family because I believe that's a good example. Of course, if we go home or if they come visit us, we will spend as much as the things we want to do with them as possible. We will go to places we wouldn't go normally, probably, and not every day at least. And the same if we go to visit them, they will probably spend more time with us. So for you, Elle, your family will be, they will know, oh, in a week, Elle will leave already. So of course, like, I need to be more present, more there, in the house or whatsoever. But if you are always there, it's a bit less important. Oh yeah, I won't take leave now because you are always there. So why I have to take some days off? No, that's fine. So this is why when you don't see someone very often, obviously you want to prioritize the time and to just to spend really good time. But I think it should be like life deserves to be happy. And sometimes we are arguing about things instead of just speaking about, you know, giving gratitude to the person and speaking about the good things. And I believe we don't see enough, or we don't highlight enough the good things of the person when we communicate with the person we love. And quality time is about this. It's about giving gratitude and just highlighting all of the amazing parts and the wonderful parts of what you can share and discussions with the person.
You know what's funny? My opinion to this is, to the question that I just asked, in the Wikipedia page that we actually read,
mm-hmm.
QC doesn't speak about anything about time, which we have established before the podcast. But when I think about it, it's like some times that we spend is actually depending on who we spend it with. Like, you have a husband or a wife, or your kids, of course you want to spend time with them. It's because, you know, you can't just say see you later, see you in a month, you know, unless if you work far away. But, you know, it's like sometimes
because of work,
yeah,
or because you need to go to a different country,
yeah,
then
it could be. And then there's a second tier. It's like you have your own family. It's like, let's just say it's me who have my own family and stuff like that with a husband and the kids, you know. And then there's a second tier. It's like you want to spend time with people that relate to you. So maybe your sister. So you spend time with your sister maybe every 2 weeks, once a week maybe, just to have a coffee, just to talk about life and talk about things that happened in your life, update each other of what's going on.
Mm.
And then sometimes it's like when your relationship with your parents is not as amazing or is not as yeah, just to put it mildly, it's like, you know, it's not as amazing. It's like you want to see your parents during special occasions and maybe once every 2 months, you know. It's like it actually depends on who you want to spend that quality time with, you know. But
correct.
But speaking about frequency is what I'm saying there, although it doesn't say anything about frequency with quality time, but still, when you think about, you know, doing quality time with people, you sometimes think about the frequency too, you know. And when you're with your boyfriend, let's say, you sure would like to spend time with them like every day and stuff like that, because
but
maybe
there, I believe it's about more the relationship.
Yeah, the relationship. Yes,
different.
That's right. So it's like you have your grandma, you don't like your grandma at all. This is just an example, okay? This is not a reflection of what's happening in our lives.
No, of course.
But you know, it's like, yeah, okay, grandma's birthday, that's it. That's basically my dose for the year, you know? Just an example, you know? And sometimes you even cut people out of your lives, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't...
Sometimes... It's a bit unfortunate, but sometimes some people would never, even if you want to share quality time with them, those people will just speak to things that are negative. We call them toxic people. Maybe the term is a little bit too strong for some people, but they are sometimes toxic for us. And even if we want to spend high quality time with them, I don't know, my godmother, for instance, it's just an example. My godmother, for instance, she would be a bit toxic, and even if I want to spend quality time, every time I spend time with her, she wouldn't target the time into quality, and she would mostly blame me or say, oh, you haven't started uni yet.
Haven't visited me for a while.
Where do you want to leave this company? It's good, you should stay there. And they give advice, pieces of advice that are not relevant for you. And unfortunately, instead of just spending a good time, even if you see your godmother or your godfather once every year, the quality time was still not be there.
Yeah.
Because some people just decided to. Sometimes people are just, you know, they are just a bit irritable. Irritated? Yeah,
irritable.
Not,
yeah.
They will never be happy with anything you say, and that does happen, and it is what it is. But with the ones you love sharing time, obviously, spending really high quality time. When you say quality time, it's also being with a person in the moment. Sometimes you go to a restaurant, to a cafe, and instead of being with a person, you would be on your phone.
Oh,
and
that's
the whole
horrible
time. But it does happen very often, very often. And so the quality time would just be ruined, because you will be on your phone and that person will be on their phone too. I have seen already some people, few times actually, even more than a few times, they will be with a headphone at the restaurant and they would just not speak with them at all. And I think they were a couple, because it was definitely the setup. The restaurant was also a restaurant, like it was a table for two, and they just ignore each other. Maybe there was a reason, or maybe they had a fight before, and so they prefer to be with a headphone and eat alone on the same
headphones?
Table. Yeah, they had a headphone.
Really?
And they were,
you know,
they were not speaking. And it was like a nice, it wasn't like a fast food. It was a kind of fancy restaurant. And they were not speaking to each other. It was in Brussels.
I have a
that
theory.
One. And I was like, oh, wow.
I have a theory. Cancellation fee is 100 euros and the food is like 70. So, you know, just...
Do you mean cancellation?
Cancellation fee. It's like you reserve the table.
Oh, yes.
Cancellation fee is $100. You had a fight before and I'm like, I don't want to pay that much money for nothing. Let's just go and wear headphones, because right now I kind of don't like you.
Maybe that person, maybe unfortunately, that the other person, like, maybe the girlfriend or the boyfriend couldn't come for a valid reason, and so that person found a stranger, and so they thought, okay, we just eat by ourselves in the same table, so we can, we don't have to pay the cancellation fee.
I know. It's okay. Are you hungry? You know, I'll just pay me 20 euros so that you can have a good time here in the beautiful restaurant.
But actually, I think that restaurant, you didn't need to book. But anyways.
Anyways.
So, yeah, sometimes, you know, you would be on your phone and it's really tempted to, because nowadays you have notifications and you are always connected somewhere. It's really hard to do the balance of messaging, replying to things. If you are also working online, if you have a business online, or if you, you know, if your job can be done on a phone, it's hard as well to know, okay, now is the time with that person, after I will be on my phone, but not now. And you just have to be disciplined. You have to turn off all of your notifications. You put your phone away. I know some people also, they when you are invited somewhere, you could have a box, a metal box, and ask all of the guests to put their phone in the metal box. And only when they leave the party, they can take their phone back. So at least people are forced to speak, to be face to face, to have real discussions, because sometimes you are a bit intimidated, you don't know what to say, and so you will be on your phone.
That's kind of unfortunate.
I really like, I think if I have a reunion, if you know, I'm not sure for you, Elle, but I think it's a really good idea to, when you have a family reunion, to ask everybody to put their phone in the box and to say, when you leave tonight, you can take your phone back, but now just be like the old time, 100% with the people here, like how it was before. Before you didn't have phones. I mean, maybe not for you, but for your parents and for your grandparents, they didn't have phone before. So just be 100% with the guests and enjoy the party. And the time will be so much increased, because what you do on your phone, you can always do it later. And the same, sometimes you have a chat with someone online, you know, on the social media, you chat with them on Messenger, and that time quality, the quality of the time, having the discussion by text, will never be the same as if you have the same discussion face to face.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
The same when you do it even with a video chat, you know, when you have a chat but by video, it's not the same as being in person face to face. The quality time is also about spending time
in flesh and blood
together, you know, in flesh and blood.
It kind of sounds too serious, but yeah,
but together. This is why, like, nowadays people say, oh, it doesn't matter where you live, it doesn't matter if you live so far away from another person you really like to spend time, because you can always chat with them, you know, with internet, on your phone, and you can have, but no, it's not the same. It's not, it will never, even with VR, with the virtual reality, and if you put your
and you have
goggles,
a skin? Oh, it will never, so strange.
It will, even if you see them in 3D, it will never be,
no.
The quality will never, meet the quality when you spend time with a person next to each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have anything?
No, I just wanted to say.
Listening to the dog.
I just wanted to say, we had a reunion back in the Philippines. We had a reunion, and I was like super young, didn't have a phone even, and I kind of had like the experience of not having phone while going on a reunion, and I don't know anybody there. I tell you, I don't know my cousins. I don't know some of my aunts and my uncle, and I'm like, who are these people? And I'm like, if it was today's time, I'd probably frot in the mouth and die, you know. Just saying. I think the reason why people are surviving during the like in a modern day reunion is because of the phones. Anyway, that's besides the point, but let me just, this is my last input, let's say. You know, if you find the right person that you want to spend your day-to-day life with. Just even the fact of you cooking and them just behind you talking, that for me is like a quality moment, because you're with the right person. Every day is a quality moment. Even both of you, just like the other one, the other person is working and the other one is like doing something else, and you're not even speaking to each other. It's like both, it's just silence, you know, comfortable silence. That for me is a quality time if it's with the right person. Thank you so much.
That's a beautiful sentence, Elle. And indeed, sometimes when you know the person you love spending time with is in the same room as you, you have a, how I can call this, you have like, you feel something, you know? You know, doesn't matter if you speak with a person or not at that moment, you have a transfer of
energy,
like a mood transfer, energy
yeah.
transfer.
Yeah.
And so you feel well because
you know
the person you care a lot
is just there.
It's just there. And this is also about quality time, but quality time is about, yes, highlighting the beautiful and wonderful things, celebrating all of the amazing things you can do with a person, with them, when you can. And it's just about enjoying the moment, in the now moment.
A celebration of one's relationship with your family, friends, partner, whoever, your dog, yes.
And indeed, a quality time is not only with another person, like human. It can be as well with your pets.
Even with yourself, actually. Quality time, if you like.
And that's completely true,
yes.
Indeed. Although here we are mostly speaking about the quality time spending with someone else, it could also be a quality time with yourself, because so often, and sadly, too often, we don't spend quality time with ourselves, meaning we are not treating ourselves that well. If you see what I mean, Elle.
I do.
We are not happy with ourselves, we are complaining to ourselves. Like even in my case, too often, and it did happen, like the last time was even today, I'm not happy with myself because I don't wake up early, and then I'm not having a quality time with myself, because I'm complaining, oh, why, Pierre, you cannot even wake up early, you promised yourself you would wake up early today. And it is true that I love spending the morning. For me, the morning is so beautiful. And for me, quality time is also the morning, seeing the sun.
Starting your day right.
Yes, that's right. But seeing the sun rising, and when it's still very quiet in the morning, when you see the day waking up, I love this. But sometimes it doesn't happen. And it is okay. And accepting how things are happening, it's also about enjoying better the moment. Although, you know, sometimes what's good for you, so in my case, like waking up at 6 a.m. and enjoying the morning, I know it's so important in my case, but sometimes accepting what happens and being fine with this and enjoying what's next, the rest of the day, it's also really important.
Yes, to be able to create a quality time at the later stage of the day. It's because if you don't accept how your day started, let's say, it's like, say the day is over, which isn't. Anyway.
So, what kind of pieces of advice, I would say, you want to give to our auditors, to our listeners?
For me, it's like,
if you have
I don't know you. I don't know who's listening. And so the advice is like, it's like when you know, because every situation is, you know, it's unique. And you know, like, it's not a one size fits all.
Mm-mm.
So what I'm trying to say here is,
do you mean people have different,
we all have different
interpretation
lives.
Of the of what what's quality, what's the term quality?
I mean, we don't, but what I meant is like, we all have different situations, like, mm-hmm. let's just say I hate my mom, you know,
dad,
like, I it's see. Like if I say spend time with your family, your loved ones, but what if I don't like my family, you know? Yeah. It's like, it's the same thing. So I mean, not the same thing, but more like, it's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying now is, quality time that you want to spend with people that you love. Okay, it could be family, friends, partner, but with people that you love.
Pets.
And spend it.
Dogs, cats.
And do it as frequently as you can, if you like, how frequently you like it. That's it, basically. You know? That's it.
Indeed. Like, and sometimes someone doesn't like people. Like, some people don't like people that are really introvert, but also they just don't like spending time with others. And that's completely fine too. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's true.
And however, you should spend quality time with yourself. Like what we just said before, it's no matter if you like to spend quality time with someone, with family, with a lot of friends, with people in general, with anyone. Sometimes people always, and that's, I believe that's completely true too, always be nice, smiling no matter what. You will increase the quality of your time and of your days. But sometimes if you just want to spend time with your rabbits, if you have rabbits at home, that's completely amazing too, as well. Just, it's also about enjoying things, but usually it's about the time you share. But yeah, that's a really good piece of advice, Elle.
Yeah, just a suggestion for the ones listening. Well, I'm not an advice person, I would say, because I feel like, do this. But really, is it for you? You know, just some suggestions that you might want to do. Mm. And also, if you want to spend quality time by yourself, I think it's best to at least go outside once. It's
not having good a date to be, with yourself.
It's not good to be cooped up in your room. The sun is beautiful. It gives you energy and life and vitamins. Okay. But that's it for me. I speak too much.
Oh, no, not at all. Don't worry, Elle. And yes, even if it's winter for you right now, believe me, the sun is behind the skies. The clouds, I would say, not the skies, but the clouds. And yeah, I think that's pretty much everything I had to say as well. If you could travel in time, Elle, do you think at some point you didn't spend good quality moments, or you would have done it differently? Or
you know what's funny about
happy and
you know what's funny about quality time? It's like, it's never always.
That's true.
It's never always. And that's a valid and absolutely okay, you know? Sometimes, you know, especially when, let's just say, you don't like your job and you feel like this time of your life, you don't feel like you spend it, you don't feel like it's a quality time. And you know, if you're just getting by, that's fine, it will be better. Everything is going to be okay, is what I sort of say to myself. Yep, that's it for today.
Beautiful. So enjoy your time. And yeah, spend as much as quality moments as you can. But again, it's never always. It's like moods. So it's up and down.
Yeah, it's up and down. See you later.
See you next time.